We are pretty close now in a lot of polls of determining who's going to win. And of course, we're paying attention to a lot of the swing state polls. Can the polls swing forward or back for or against Romney with any type of performance? Does this have the ability, like the first presidential debate, to move polls?
They absolutely do. This debate could move the polls. You know, there were a lot of people prior to the first debate who were saying, well, debates don't matter very much. You can't prove that they've affected the outcome of any presidential race. You can show time after time where the winner of the debate doesn't win the election. For example, in 2004, John Kerry pretty much cleaned President Bush's clock. He didn't have a blowout in every debate, but he won every debate, and sometimes he won it without even looking. And yet, there was no Kerry administration. So some people pointed to that and said, debates don't matter. And we learned that that isn't true anymore, if it ever was true. These debates are very important because of the number of people who watch them, that a number of the people who haven't been paying attention and are the last few undecided voters pay attention to debates. And then there's the echo chamber in the media. And again, I go back to that moment when Ford said that stupid thing about Eastern Europe. The overnight polling in 76 said it was a draw. But as the people in the media and the pundits and the foreign policy elites kept pointing out, ooh, Ford screwed up. Is Ford really that dumb? 3 days, 4 days, a week later, the American public thought Carter had won decisively. So it sometimes takes a little while for a mistake in a debate or for a bad performance in a debate to be reflected in the polls. But I think we could see this race change again, and it is so damn close right now.
It certainly is, and I think that's exciting for people who like to analyze this, don't you think?
Well, it's exciting, but it also is scary. My great fear is that we will wake up on November 7th with a ballot controversy in Ohio, in Virginia, in New Hampshire, in Iowa, and in Florida. It'll be the 2000 election times five. And we will be very badly off as a nation because there was more respect for nonpartisan institutions in 2000 to help us resolve that horrible controversy. Today, there's so much hatred on both sides. There's going to be very little willingness to concede anything, and we could be in for a very protracted struggle. So some people say the worst thing that could happen is Obama could be reelected. Some people say the worst thing that happens is Romney's elected. I think they're both wrong. The worst thing that happens is no one gets elected.
Another hanging Chad situation. Hopefully we'll avoid that. Let's turn the focus, since we have a lot of students who like to listen to these podcasts, through the Mason Votes website. If you could, and I know you teach students, if you could educate them on why they should pay attention to foreign policy, what arguments would you make?
Well, I teach foreign policy, as you say, and I have to make this argument. So why should college students pay attention to foreign policy in the presidential debate of 2012? Well, I don't think they should put it ahead of the economy itself. So today's college students are facing record unemployment upon graduation, and so the number one thing they should focus on is the economic plans of these two men and the track records of their two parties, and they might want to cast a vote only on that. But if they're still undecided when that's done, foreign policy matters a great deal. For example, there isn't a lot of daylight between Romney and Obama on actual policies towards the Middle East. Romney's very critical of Obama's attitude and his style. But when you get Romney onto specifics, which is hard to do, what he's actually proposing to do with Iran, with Iraq, with Afghanistan, with the rebellion in Syria, is pretty much what Obama's already doing. But style matters, and approach matters. And I think that if we want to avoid a third war in the Middle East in a 10-year span, I think we might want to look very seriously at the foreign policy proposals and attitudes of these two men, because Romney is making an argument that we will be less likely to have war with Iran if we are more aggressive. And Obama is making a more cautious argument about how war can be avoided. I'm not saying one is right or wrong, but they are very different approaches. And the kind of swagger that Romney is proposing, the kind of America is going to lead the region, going to lead the world. We're going to be more aggressive towards Iran. We're going to have no daylight between us and Israel. That's a very aggressive stance. And for some people, they might look at that and say, that will avoid war. Others might look at it and say, that will make war more likely. So some of these young people, some of their friends may end up very far away on a distant battlefield because of the outcome of this election.
Dr. Jeremy Mayer, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.